Delegates, please. We will resume our session. And just before we adjourn for coffee, there was a question from the French delegation, and I promised them to pick that up after the break. So I would like to start with giving the floor to the French delegation to repeat their question about the formality of what I just informed about from the executive committee. So France, please.
Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le Président. Nous avions une question, en effet, concernant le paragraphe 80 du rapport à l'INORME 9/32/3, où il est indiqué à la fin du rapport que le comité exécutif est convenu de créer un groupe de travail électronique dirigé par le Président et les vice-présidents de la Commission, chargé de réviser les critères régissant l'établissement des priorités des travaux et les directives pour l'application de ces critères et de faire part de leurs conclusions à la prochaine session du comité. Nous nous interrogeons sur cette recommandation et en fait nous nous demandions si cela ne relevait pas aussi du mandat du CCGP. Donc nous aurions souhaité avoir des éclaircissements sur ce point. Merci.
Thank you, France, and thank you for raising the issue. I understand that there might or there could be a certain confusion about the issue, and certainly it requires a response, and I think we have the answer to the issue being raised by the French delegation, and I would certainly request the Secretariat to explain what the situation is. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Yes, I do believe that the report of the Executive Committee at that place could give rise to misunderstanding because of the word revising. What we actually meant, and we confirmed that in discussions also with the chairperson, was to do a similar exercise as we did previously within the Executive Committee when we developed guidelines on the application of the criteria for the establishment of work priorities applicable to commodities. So the idea was there that similar guidelines which will help the Executive Committee in their critical review function, should be done also in the case of general subject committees. So to complement the guidelines, to complement the criteria that we already have and that are in the procedure manual with guidelines that are developed by the subgroup of the of the Executive Committee, and I would propose that we make that clear in the report of the Commission, thus to heal the slight imprecision that is in the report of the Executive Committee. This being said, looking into additional guidance, this is without prejudice to any future possible revision of the criteria that the CCGP may undertake, but this additional guidance is specifically directed to the Executive Committee, and we have done it before without use of the CCGP, and the proposal was to use that that way of working again in a small subgroup to develop additional guidance to the Executive Committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. I hope this explanation clarifies the situation. It has certainly not been the intention of the Executive Committee to do anything that was against the rules of procedure and to try to take over what are normally the obligations of the CCGP. So I hope that the situation has been clarified, and with the refinement of the wording in the report from the Commission, it is clear what has been agreed in the Executive Committee, and that it does not interfere with the competences of the General Committee of the Committee on General Principles. So I hope that is satisfactory to both to the French delegation, who we appreciate very much raised the question, and also to the Commission as a whole. I don't see any flags. I take that there are no objections or remarks to what has just been explained by the Secretariat. So we thank everybody for listening to that clarification. It's very important that we have it right so everybody can understand what goes on in the different fora of the Codex system. That means we have finalized agenda item 9 on our work schedule, and we will immediately move to the next point on the agenda, which is item 10, financial and budgetary matters. And those are issues that really involves, to a large extent, the Secretariat, and also involves the FAO and the WHO. So I will immediately pass the word, or the floor, I should say, to the Secretary for introducing the item, and then we will go through it. And I really hope that we can do that in a very short time, simply to move on to the next items and make sure that we're not going to stay for this night session longer than absolutely necessary. I'm sure that is in the interest of everybody. So, Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The relevant document is 09329A, in which the Secretariat reports on the budget, and there are maybe 4 points that I would like to raise. And I will follow in principle the structure as in the report of the Executive Committee, where the relevant discussion was held and the relevant information was given starting from paragraph 81. So the first information for the Commission is that the FAO budgeting procedure is changing. FAO is moving, in accordance with the wishes also from the members, to a results-based budgeting system and results-based management system, which implies that the process eventually, when it is completed, will be such that the managers of units, like the Codex Secretary in that case, would present their work plans and the needed resources, and the resources would be allocated on that basis. At the moment, we're not quite there yet. At the moment, the budget has been allocated to the Secretary in the previous way, even though we have defined parts of the new results-oriented budget structure. We have to define strategic objectives, and we also defined the result for which the Codex Secretariat is responsible, which is the implementation of the work program of the Codex Alimentarius Commission in accordance with its strategic plan. The next part of the document gives you information about the budget for 2008-2009. You may note that this is not very detailed because we are still within this biennium, and the detailed report on the expenditure for the 2008-2009 biennium will be at the next commission. At this commission, we inform you basically about how much did we get from the organizations, how much did we get, how much contributions did we get from FAO and WHO, and also about the efficiency savings that we were asked to do. The exact information on this you'll find in the table 1 to the document, where you can see the initial budget proposals that were made to the 30th session of the Commission, and then the approved budget, which is what actually was allocated to the Codex Secretariat, where already we include a certain amount of efficiency savings, which amounted to around $206,000 for the Codex Secretariat, and which were an FAO-wide exercise. Now, the information that we have received from the FAO and from the WHO is that the contributions for the 2010 and 2011 budget for the Codex Secretariat would remain the same as it was in 2008-2009. This information is clear from WHO, where we have the information that $1.225 million were allocated to the budget of the Codex Secretariat. From the FAO, at the moment, we also have the information that $6.989 million would be allocated to the Codex Secretariat with a possibility for cost increases. The information coming from FAO is to be seen as preliminary because the FAO organization-wide budgetary level will only be determined by the 36th session of the conference, which will be held in November. So at the moment, this is preliminary information, and once we get to that session of the conference, we will also hopefully hear about the rules for the cost increase, because as you all know, the cost for staff, the cost for things that we buy are increasing, they're not going down, and also the exchange rate between the US dollar and the euro, because most of our expenses are in euro, need to be taken into account. And up to now, FAO has always compensated this this cost increase. The implications of the assumptions that we have on the budget level would mean that the Codex activity level would be remaining at the same level. That is, we would be holding two sessions of the Commission, three sessions of the Executive Committee, and the same number of Codex committees, including the coordinating, all the coordinating committees, as in the current biennium. We would maintain the current cost-saving measures on document distribution and printing, and we might introduce additional saving measures. Concerning the staff, we will have one additional post who will be a program officer supporting the Secretary of the Commission and the senior officers, especially also in the preparation of budget, in the preparation of the overall management of the Commission and the Executive Committee. We are currently in recruitment for this post and hope to fill it by the beginning of autumn. Now you have to note that the costs for this post will be compensated by applying less temporary staff, because we had up to now we had a relatively large amount in the table. You can see that in table one for other human resources, which means employment of consultants. And you will see that in the new table, which is table two, this has been reduced in order to compensate for the new post, because it is the intention to strengthen the Codex Secretariat and to strengthen it sustainably. That means in a way to sustainable to have staff members which will remain for a certain, which can really do a contribution to the work of the Secretariat and take part of the workload of the staff members that are there in a sustainable way. For languages, we have tried out Portuguese as a language for interpretation in the Coordinating Committee for Africa. It is on an experimental basis. It is proposed under this present budget to continue with this, following the good experiences. And at this moment, we could unfortunately not accommodate the use of Russian language in the Commission. The Executive Committee, in its conclusion, noted that the budget for Codex would be relatively stable for the next biennium and commended the Secretary for its cost-saving measures and the initiatives to improve the use of the Codex website as an integrated information tool. It welcomed the creation of a P4 program officer post and it welcomed that CC Africa would continue to benefit from Portuguese interpretation on an experimental basis. The executive committee also noted that under the present circumstances, Russian would not be added as an additional language, and we would remain for the moment with three executive committee meetings for the next biennium. I will pause here for any comments and any clarifications that the delegations might want to have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for a very brief and clear information or introduction to the budget situation of the Codex Secretariat, which is obviously of major interest to all of us because that is the basis for the efficient work that our Secretary provides us with. That is certainly absolutely necessary to carry out the Codex functions in general. Does it call for any comments or any questions from the Commission? That doesn't seem to be the case, except for FAO is asking for the floor. I'm sure FAO could give us additional information on the situation. So, FAO, this is a flat.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to provide a few clarifications on the budget process in FAO and the prospects in the future. As the Secretariat has indicated, FAO is in the midst of a reform process that also will affect the budget in the organization. In particular, Strategic Objective D, which is entitled Improved Food Safety and Quality at All Stages of the Food Chain, has been retained as one of the strategic objectives of the organization, which is a good indication of the priority that our membership gives to food safety, quality, and
but we cannot hear you.
Probably a proposal to cut down on expenses and all right. Do you hear us? Can you hear me? Okay, good. I will try to continue and be short. So the strategic objective D is one of the major strategic objectives of FAO, reformed FAO, and Codex budget is part of this strategic objective, as well as the provision of scientific advice to Codex and the capacity building work in the area of food safety and qualities under this strategic objective. As the Secretariat has indicated, the current indicative budget from FAO of 6,989,000 is a provisional budget. Our budget office will provide at a later stage, perhaps around November, just prior to the FAO conference, what would be the cost increase that will affect all budget items, including that of Codex. So we might see a slight increase in the budget to reflect the cost increase from 2008-2009 to 2010-2011. So one would hope that there will be some increase in the FAO contribution to Codex, the one that is indicated on this paper. Now, the other matter that I would like to bring to the attention of the Commission is that this budget does not, of course, take into account the contribution of the host countries to all the Codex committees and as well as the coordinating committees. This contribution is not covered by this paper, and we know that it is a very important contribution to Codex meeting, and I would like, on behalf of FAO, to say how much FAO is grateful for the contribution of the host country committees for the work of the Codex and Test Commission. This is as much as I can say, Mr. Chairman, and if there are any questions, of course, we are here to reply. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. I wonder if there are additional information or comments from the WHO, who is also contributing to the budget, then I think we should, it would be logic to take them in succession of what has just been told by the Secretariat and the FAO. WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you know, our budget in WHO has already been approved at the recent World Health Assembly in May, the overall budget of the organization. And looking at the forecast for 10-11 in terms of planning, we can already see that the staff cost we are going to have, the staff cost increase we are going to deal with in WHO will increase by something close to a quarter of our regular budget. This means that we will have, if the forecast is continue to be valid at the start of the biennium, we will have much substantial reduction in the available regular budget resources available to WHO. We have therefore still pushed for our long-standing discussion on introducing more flexibility in the way we could contribute to the budget of Codex from the two parent organizations to allow us to keep or increase our contributions in the future despite these serious regular budget costs. As you know, unlike FAO, the budget of FAO of WHO is only contain only 25% of regular funding. All the rest comes from voluntary contribution, and that increasingly put a strain on our capabilities to provide adequate funding for Codex because of the limitation we've had in the past in terms of only being able to use regular funding as part of our overall contribution to Codex. Despite all of that, we will maintain the same level of contribution for the next biennium as this biennium, in line with our continuous commitment to support Codex and its work. So that's the good news. And we will, of course, over the coming months, continue to work closely with FAO to coordinate our inputs and our contributions to the overall budget of Codex, and hopefully we'll have this year a much earlier conclusion on that process, in particular because now both organizations will work under the same system, the same result-based budgetary planning system, and that will greatly facilitate the coordination between our two organizations in terms of providing Codex with earlier figures in a timely manner. I will also, of course, join Ezzedine in thanking all the government hosting committees. This is a great help to ensuring the work of Codex, and this is often forgotten because it's a substantial support that is not seen in terms of figures, and that's important to remember. Thank you very much, and of course we are willing to answer any question or clarification you may have.
Thank you, WHO. I think we got a very clear picture of the situation for the budget from the background, from the organizations FAO and WHO, and we also got some hints of what is going on for the future, a serious reform process which is being carried out in the organizations, and we can all hope that this will improve the processes, which often is a concern, and also that may hopefully increase the transparency of what goes on and how the functioning of the budget and the background for the budgeting is. And I think I have seen a flag from Paraguay, so I would like to give the floor to Paraguay to see if they have any questions to the what we have heard. Paraguay, please.
Okay. agradecer a la Secretaría la presentación del documento de la NORM 09329A. La verdad es que le felicitamos por el nivel, por mantener el nivel de presupuesto, como bien ya dijo el señor Butrif también, y es por mucho conocido que la FAO está en un proceso de reforma dentro del cual se busca mejorar la eficiencia y la calidad de los servicios que brinda, y una parte muy importante de esto es el Códex. Por lo tanto, le felicitamos por los ahorros por eficiencia que están logrando y por el estar manteniendo el nivel presupuestario. Ya veremos en la conferencia de noviembre si esto es posible mantener. Nada más queríamos decir eso y decir que también apoyamos el refuerzo de la Secretaría del Códex, porque consideramos que es muy importante mantener el nivel profesional que tiene, agregar un puesto adicional profesional para así y al mismo tiempo disminuir el personal temporal que hay, como también en consonancia con la sugerencia que estamos haciendo en el marco de la evaluación externa. Y las otras recomendaciones hechas en el documento sobre cuestiones financieras y presupuestarias en el párrafo 16 también consideramos que son pertinentes. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you. Paraguay, then I would like to give the floor to Brazil. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, I have one comment and two questions. The first comment, and I appreciate what we heard from our friend from WHO, saying that WHO is firmly behind the Codex work. That would have been even more true if the presentation of the budget from the Secretariat to the World Health Assembly would have an increase in that share of the participation of the Codex work. We had another colleague of yours participating in the last Commission meeting, and he heard loud and clear the insatisfaction of countries on the level of participation of WHO in the Codex activities. So, to be more true, next time, if you want to keep that kind of rhetoric, please, we would like to see in the presentation of the budget of WHO an increase in that participation. The two comments that I had, Chairman, the two questions that I had is that when you talk about non-chargeback, it says that includes temporary assistance. I'd like to have that clarified. What is it meant, and what is the share of that temporary assistance on the level of a chargeback? And the other questions that I had to our friend from FAO is that he explained to us, and the document says that FAO is going through a process of change, and the budget for this year will include an estimate of extra budgetary activities funded for each program of FAO. So we would like to inquire whether such extra budgetary resources allocated to the Codex will also be included.
Thank you, Brazil. I think there was a flag from Sudan. I should give the floor to Sudan before we ask the organizations to respond to the Brazilian questions that will be taken up. Sudan, please.
شكرا الرئيس الحقيقة فيما يلي إجراءات الميزانية تنفيذ إدارة الميزانية على أساس النتائج هو أمر مرغوب وفيما يلي الميزانية بالنسبة لمساهمة منظمة الأغذية والزراعة للأمم المتحدة ومساهمة منظمة الصحة العالمية أرى أن في كل الميزانيات السابقة بقت مساهمة منظمة الصحة العالمية يا إما في حالة أو في تراجع وهذا الأمر يجب النظر إليه لأنه تمت مناقشته سابقا في جلسات سابقة أيضا أرى أن تكاليف الموظفين والتكاليف البشرية في ميزانية 2010-11 ارتفعت إلى 53.9 من 48.6 وهذا أيضا أمر لابد من النظر إليه مرة أخرى أيضا في مسألة الورش والسيمينارات المقدمة أرى أن يتم النظر فيها بحيث يتم تكافؤ للفرص بين البلدان في توزيع مثل هذه الأنشطة لأنها تبني قدرات الكوادر بتلك الدول. نحن نؤمن على أو نشكر على هذا التقرير، ولكن أرى أنه كان ينبغي أن يكون فيه معلومات أكثر تفصيلا من هذه المعلومات. شكرا جزيلا.
Thank you, Sudan. Questions to both the Secretariat and the FAO and the WHO, so I would like to ask the Secretariat to respond to the questions being addressed to them, and then we continue with the two other organizations. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, to the question from Brazil on the temporary assistance. This is in the chargeback. This is related to a temporary assistance pool of general service staff from which from time to time we get assistance. I would assume that I would have to check it, but my assumption is that this is a rather small part of the actual chargeback. The large parts of the chargeback are the translation, interpretation costs, printing costs, conference services cost, where actually other FAO staff is kind of like paid on a secondment basis by us. There's a certain, and this is the chargeback. And as I said, there's this temporary assistance pool which exists within FAO, and if we draw from that, because we have a vacancy probably on the secretary in the general service staff category, we draw from that for temporary assistance, and this is paid from that via chargeback. But I cannot figure it exactly at the moment how much it's going to be, but I would assume it would be rather a small part of that chargeback. But I will look it up, and and probably at the next year we can report on it how much it was, but I was just trying to look up for the biennium before if I can get any information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And I would turn the floor to the FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There was a question from the delegation of Brazil to FAO on whether or not the Codex budget for the next biennium will include extra budgetary resources. I did not say in my presentation also that in the new budgeting of the new, in the reformed budgeting, let's say, of FAO for the next biennium, we have also, in addition to strategic objective, we have identified what we call impact focus areas, and these are areas that would be attracting extra budgetary resources, and the standard setting, including Codex, is one of these impact focus areas, and they will be eligible for receiving extra budgetary resources, particularly those that are provided on a voluntary basis and non-earmarked, so that they can be used for doing more, let's say, with the current budget that is provided under the regular program. So the Codex budget will include extra budgetary resources, but for the time being, the amount of that extra budgetary resource has not been yet defined. We are in the process. By the end of July, we should have that information or included in the budget. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. And there was also a question to the WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With regards to the contribution of WHO to Codex, again, let it make it clear that WHO does not decide the size of the budget to Codex. Our member states, meaning you, decide that at our governing bodies where budgets are discussed and voted. Again, unless you at national level discuss and coordinate together with representatives from health and agriculture and trade, how Codex should be prioritized from the national side in the different governing bodies of WHO and FAO. Unless this is done in each and every country of the world, we will continue to see this discrepancy of positions taken by member states in the governing bodies of FAO on one side and in the governing bodies of WHO on the other side. Presently, member states do not speak with the same voice in the two governing bodies with regard to Codex and other interconnected issues. And that's the core of the current situation with regards to the limitation of our budget contributions. In just to give you an idea of what we're talking about and the limitation we have in terms of allocating internally resources, in WHO, food safety represents on average from one biennium to the next biennium between 2 and 3% of the overall budget of WHO, meaning it doesn't weigh very much. So unless member states themselves speak with a strong voice at the governing bodies, there is very little we can do internally to change the current situation. That's a fact. The second thing is that internally, we give a very high priority to Codex, and there is one figure I can give you to prove that, is that we are presently using 100% of our regular budget available for activities to support Codex. All of that goes as our contribution to the Codex Secretariat from WHO. It's 100%. We cannot put more, in particular, as long as we have restrictions on where we can take money to provide support to Codex. So we are willing to do more. We're doing much more in terms of scientific advice and other support to Codex and the work of Codex. But unless we get member states to support us from the outside, it will be difficult to change the situation. The second question was with regards to staff costs. It is true that both in Codex, FAO and WHO, staff cost shows in dollar term a huge increase. That's because the value of dollar goes down and because most of our salaries are paid in Eurozone or Swiss franc zones or non-dollar zones. Maybe WHO should pay the electricity bill of FAO. Now, I was saying the salaries are paid in non-dollar zones, and that means to keep the same value of the salaries, the cost in dollars is, of course, increasing. And that's why, in particular, these posts are very sensitive to the change of value between the dollars and the different other currencies. So that's the main explanation. It's not because the staff are getting more money, it's just because the cost of planning is increasing because of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, WHO, for answering the questions being raised. And I've noticed that the Brazilian delegation has asked for the floor once more. I hope this will be the last intervention from the floor, because we really have to wrap up this issue. We have one more little issue that we need to deal with under the item budget matters. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Through you, Chairman, I'd like to thank our colleague from WHO for telling something that we already know. The member states call the shots. The Secretariat prepares papers. We already know that, and he knows that we know it. But the other thing, Chairman, that it's important to note, and that he missed the point that in my intervention, is that we have not seen from the side of WHO, from the Secretariat, who he says is fully behind and fully putting efforts behind the Codex, 2.3%, it's a ludicrous number to talk to on terms of priorities. But we have not seen
from the side of WHO Secretariat in submitting to an increase of that number to reflect what they keep saying. It is an important contribution. It is an important theme, an issue to be discussed. And last, Chairman, predictability of funds. I know our friend from WHO understands very much what we mean by that.
Thank you, Brazil. I think the WHO may wish to give a very short reply to that, but I think we have to be careful not to personalize the discussion. I really request that we don't do that. That will not be helpful for our deliberations in the Commission. WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, I fully understand your frustrations, when I said that the food safety budget represents 2 to 3% of the overall WHO budget, is to show you that internally, from a food safety point of view, we are facing a lot of much higher issues and much highly prioritized issues from a public health point of view. So we can stand and do a lot of things from the food safety points within the organization, but because our weight is so little, we need really support from the outside, from our member states, to show that that food safety is and should be higher on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Certainly points for further discussion within the processes in the WHO, and I think we should leave it to that. I think we should wrap up this this point on, firstly, I think we should express our gratitude and appreciation to both the FAO and the WHO for providing resources for the Codex work, which is our function within these organizations. So we really have to express appreciation for that. Certainly, I think we should also, on behalf of the Commission, express appreciation to the countries who contribute in kind to the Secretariat, but in particular to hosting all the committees. Certainly, major resources within the system are being supplied by those countries who take on board the role of being hosts of committees and co-hosts. That would certainly has to be included. I think that should be noted in the report. And then I would also believe that the Commission can agree with me that we should put into the report the remarks that Tom Halen, our Secretary, quoted from the Executive Committee on noting that with appreciation that the Codex budget would be fairly stable, and also the activities that has been taken on board by the Secretariat to for cost-saving functions to simply save money for what is else being done. But I would appreciate, and I think the Commission could support me in saying that it is being put into the report, a quote of what has been concluded in the Executive Committee. That should be known to the rest of the world that this is our conclusion for the discussion. And then before we finalize this item on the budget situation, I think it would be fair and reasonable to just give the word to the FAO and the WHO once more to give a short explanation of their contributions to the scientific work, which is certainly the other pillar, a very important pillar of Codex work. Without the scientific work in the system, we couldn't do anything, because the whole philosophy of what we're doing requires scientific advice. But I will really ask the two delegates from FAO and WHO to give very short presentations on that issue, and then we wrap up and finalize this agenda item. Thank you. Please, FAO.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be very brief. I would like to refer to document CAC/32-3, which provides a summary of FAO and WHO contribution to the provision of scientific advice to Codex. Mr. Chairman, as you recall, the 27th session of the Codex Parliamentarians Commission requested that FAO and WHO provide this information on a regular basis to inform the Commission of the additional resources that is put by FAO and WHO to assist or to implement the activities of the related to scientific provision of scientific advice. The report gives both the inputs of FAO and WHO. I will limit myself to what FAO has provided, and in particular would like to refer the Commission to Table 1,
page 2, which gives the budget in 2008-2009 and the projected budget for 2010-2011 for the activities of the expert bodies as well as other ad hoc expert meetings or consultations that are that have taken place in 2008-2009 or those that are planned for 2010-2011. As you can see, the total budget or the budget for the current biennium is $2,450,000 and the projected budget for the next biennium is $2,725,000 for the provision of scientific advice covering JECFA, JMPR, JEMRA, JMPS, which is related to the plant health part, but also the standards for pesticides, yes, and nutrition, as well as other expert consultation. We have also received contributions from Australia and New Zealand, from Japan and from Thailand, and they are indicated in the document. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, FAO, and I immediately give the floor to the WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, in the same paper and in line with what my colleague from FAO just explained, we are also providing similar figures for the different part of the provision of scientific advice, advice that is underpinning most of the work we are doing here in Codex. For the present biennium, 08-09, we are using 3.1 million on the provision of scientific advice in activity only, and that is expected to increase in the next biennium to 4.7 million. All of this not taking into account the staff cost used to service this work, which is provided in the same paper as well. So again, here we have more flexibility in terms of the kind of resources we can use for this work, and this is illustrated by the way that when we have this flexibility, we are capable of providing substantial resource in support of Codex. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, WHO. I have a request from the FAO just to give one more remark, so I give the floor to FAO once again, please.
I forgot to mention that the establishment of the trust fund for the provision of scientific advice, the so-called GIFSA, which was established both in FAO and WHO to receive funds from various sources that are related to the work of the two organizations. And I would like to mention here that we have received contributions, particularly from the US, but also from Italy, also to this GIFSA. And I would like to invite donor organizations that are interested in supporting the provision of scientific advice in FAO and WHO to consider contributing to this fund. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. Thank you to both organizations for important information, and I am sure that you all agree with me that to express that our appreciation also goes to the both organizations regarding the funding for scientific work. Without the scientific advice, there would not be enough that we could actually decide on. And I think that with that remark, I could close our handling of agenda item 10 on the agenda, financial and budgetary matters. And with that, I would like to thank everybody for bearing with me sitting in the chair, because now we switch back to the real chair of the commission, so I turn over the word to Karen Hulebach, and I hope that I didn't do too bad, to put it very simple. So thank you, everybody.
good evening. Delegates, let's turn our attention now to agenda item 11, 11A, which is implementation of the Codex Strategic Plan. I refer you to the report of the Commission, which did discuss this as part of its regular review. And I will just very briefly summarize for you. As I said, looking at the strategic plan is a regular process of the Executive Committee, and the Executive Committee indeed reviewed a checklist in the strategic plan that is regularly updated by the Secretariat to enable the Executive to monitor implementation of the plan. In particular, three goals were noted: strengthening Codex work management capabilities, promoting cooperation between Codex and other relevant international organizations, and promoting maximum and effective participation of members. There was a discussion, a very light discussion of goal three, strengthening work management capabilities, which in fact we have to a certain extent already discussed in other items. Goal four, promoting cooperation between Codex and other relevant international organizations. The Executive Committee noted in particular the continuous interaction that the Secretariat facilitates between Codex and WTO, with a specific focus on items of relevance to SPS and TBT committees, and further noted in particular that the document on private standards that will be discussed later at this Commission session was provided to the SPS committee at the request of the WTO Secretariat for their information purposes, for the purpose of alerting WTO members to the discussion that we will have this week. Regarding the item goal five, promoting maximum and effective participation of members, there was a lively discussion of the issues in goal five, but I suggest that as this agenda item is presented to the Commission for the purposes of reviewing general implementation status of the strategic plan, and that we will hold discussion of these issues, that we hold detailed discussion of these issues until we come to the agenda items later in our agenda, at which time is set aside specifically for discussion of those issues. Are there any comments on the strategic plan? I guess I will make one other one, and that is that the Executive Committee, the Secretariat, and the Bureau working together will be looking for ways to link more organically the work of the Commission, the Executive, and the strategic plan so that they stay fresh, they stay linked, and they stay relevant to one another, and that the strategic plan actually is a good planning document for us, keeping our eyes on the future. Are there any comments, please? Very good. I see no comments. We'll turn then to agenda item 11B. Which concerns the evaluation of the Codex Secretariat. That was actually called for in the strategic plan and carried out over the last year by a consultant, Mr. Wim Van Eck. I would propose that we begin by asking Mr. Van Eck, who is in the room, I sincerely hope.
Excellent.
to give us a relatively brief summary of his report, which of course has been provided for you all to read. And then we will have a discussion, perhaps drawing from the executive committee's evaluation of it and its recommendations to you. So, Mr. Van Eck, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen. At this time of the day, I will try to be as crunchy and crispy in introducing this report to the Commission, and I will not go through the document itself page by page, but I have a few notes to put this report in a somewhat broader perspective or to provide further clarification, and in fact I have five more general observations for your consideration. When undertaking such an exercise, you have, as a consultant, of course, also a view on the future of Codex.